Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going deep on advanced atmosphere world building for drum and bass using only Ableton stock plugins. And this is important. We are not treating atmosphere like some random background pad you throw in, because the intro feels empty. At an advanced level, atmosphere is arrangement, tension, space design, and mix strategy all at once. It sets the emotional temperature, it frames the drums and bass, and it makes the drop feel like it arrives inside a real environment. So if you make dark rollers, jungle intros, tech step, halftime leaning intros, sci-fi stuff, industrial textures, this lesson is absolutely for you. By the end, you'll have a full stock atmosphere system with a tonal drone, a noise and air layer, a rhythmic ghost layer, a resampled atmosphere stem, and a macro-style control concept for darkness, width, motion, and tension. And honestly, this is one of those topics where the difference between decent and sick usually comes down to intention. The best atmosphere doesn't just sound cool by itself. It makes the whole tune feel like it exists somewhere. So let's build that world. First, start with a harmonic zone that actually fits drum and bass. For darker material, keys like F minor, F sharp minor, G minor, E sharp minor, or a minor tend to sit really nicely with rieses, subs, and dark pads. Keep the harmony minimal. That's the move. Don't overcompose this part. Create an 8 or 16 bar MIDI clip with a sustained note or simple interval. You can start with just the root, maybe F, or root plus fifth, like F and C. If you want a bit more unease, try a minor second tension, like F with G flat. You can also stack root, fifth, and octave. Very simple harmony, because the complexity is going to come from the sound design and the movement. Now let's build the tonal drone layer. Create a new MIDI track and load operator. Set oscillator A to a saw wave. Set oscillator B to a sine wave and bring it down 12 semitones. Leave C and D off. Put the filter in low pass 24 dB mode. Set the cutoff around 1.4 kHz and resonance somewhere around 15 to 20%. For the amp envelope, use a slower attack. Maybe 300 to 800 milliseconds, a long decay around 4 to 8 seconds, sustain at about minus 6 dB and a release around 4 to 7 seconds. That gives you a drone that's soft, but still harmonically rich enough to process. Now build this chain. Operator into saturator, into auto filter, into hybrid reverb, into utility. On saturator, use analog clip mode. Add 2 to 5 dB of drive, soft clip on, and trim the output back a little, so you're not fooling yourself with loudness. This is just adding upper harmonic detail, so the drone still feels present after filtering. Next, auto filter. Keep it low pass. Set the frequency somewhere between 800 Hz and 2.5 kHz, resonance around 0.30 to 0.45, and add just a small amount of LFO modulation, maybe 5 to 12%. Keep the LFO rate very slow, around 0.04 to 0.12 Hz. Using a sine or random shape. The key idea here is slow breathing, not obvious wobble. If it starts sounding like a bass modulation, back it off. Then hybrid reverb. Use hall or shimmer, but be careful with brightness. Decay around 6 to 12 seconds, predelay 15 to 40 milliseconds, high cut around 5 to 7 kHz, low cut around 180 to 300 Hz, and dry wet somewhere around 25 to 45%. For darker DNB, top-end control matters a lot. A reverb tail that's too bright can make your hats and snares feel smaller. Then utility, push the width to maybe 130 to 170%. Turn on bass mono and set bass mono frequency around 180 to 250 Hz. That gives you width without polluting the center and low-end lane. And quick teacher note here, think in distance layers, not just sound layers. This drone is usually more like your mid-round or background depending on how wet and filtered it is. If everything is huge and wide, nothing feels deep. You need some elements to feel closer and some to feel farther away. Next, create a dedicated noise texture layer. Make another MIDI track with operator. Set oscillator at a noise. Use a bandpass filter. Put the filter somewhere around 1.2 to 4 kHz, resonance around 25 to 40%. Give it a shorter attack, maybe 100 milliseconds, decay around 2 to 4 seconds, medium sustain, and release around 2 to 4 seconds. Then process it with auto filter, phaser flanger, corpus, and reverb. For auto filter, keep it bandpass, center it around 1.8 kHz, resonance around 0.50, and add a little envelope amount or some LFO movement. You can sync the LFO to 1/8 or 1/4 for a more groove-aware texture, or keep it very slow and unsynced if you want drift. Then phaser flanger. Keep it subtle, dry wet around 10 to 20%, low feedback, slow rate, medium to high spread. You're not making a sci-fi lead here, you're just introducing metallic air movement. Now Corpus, this is where Ableton stock devices get seriously powerful. Try pipe or tube mode, tune it to your song key or maybe a fifth above. Set decay around 1.5 to 4 seconds, moderate brightness, and dry wet around 15 to 35%. Corpus makes noise feel like it's resonating inside some physical object. That is gold for industrial, urban, dystopian textures. Then reverb, decay around 4 to 8 seconds, low cut around 300 Hz, high cut around 6 kHz, and dry wet around 20 to 30%. What you want here is not generic white noise. You want something like distant machinery, air through ducting, pressure in a tunnel, wind through metal, that kind of vibe. Now let's add pitch movement and unease using resonators. On that noise texture layer, add an audio effect rack with resonators, EQ8, and autopan. Set resonators to your song key. If you're in F minor, try F, C, A flat, and then G flat for tension. Medium decay, dry wet around 10 to 25%, moderate brightness. This gives the noise a ghostly pitched identity without turning it into a chord pad. Follow that with EQ8. High pass around 250 to 350 Hz. If it's harsh, dip 2 to 4 kHz. If the top is too fizzy, gently shelf down above 7 kHz. This audio version is shortened for playback.